Alright, this is the bandit back, the quarantine bandit, that's me, and I've been out of commission for a few days because I had to handle some business, been really busy, but I'm back people, I am back, and so, just had a little meeting with my son, my youngest boy. And he is my youngest. And he's the last one in the house. My daughter and my oldest son, they're grown and they're off doing what they do. And so I'm proud of that. But there's something that I had to talk to him about. His birthday is next month. He will be the sweet 16. And I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with him, even though I work a lot. I'm trying to spend as much time with him as I can because, you know, his mother and I, we're not together. And she comes around when she gets ready, whenever she feels like coming around, you know. And, I don't expect anything from her. I just do what I have to do as a man, stay focused and make sure, you know, we have what we need. But sometimes I have to talk to him about things because, you know, as a 15, 16 year old kid, you want to make sure their mind is in order, you know, because sometimes, you know, a kid, you don't know what they're going through in their head. You know, he has his own room, his own private bath, you know, I have everything set up for him, but still, it's hard on the kid, especially when, you know, they don't have both parents, and it seems like in the black community, this is normal. I grew up without my mother and my father. I had my father somewhat, sometimes, when he felt like it, but for the most part, I was around other family members, so I didn't have that traditional upbringing. I didn't meet my mother until I was grown and I had a kid. My oldest son, you know, he was a baby when I met my mother. I mean, he was only months old. So she was already a grandmother when I met my mother. And so I'm just trying to, you know, be a part of his life, like in that way, or let him know how to just stay strong. You're growing to be a man. Disappointments are going to happen. And for the most part, he's okay with it, you know, but I like to give him a talking to, let him know, about life and how disappointments are going to happen. And that's when, adversity steps in. That's when manhood steps in, and those factors will let you know if you're a man. When the chips are down, it'll let you know you're a man. You know, like during this coronavirus, this corona epidemic, pandemic is what they call it. A lot of people are losing their shirt. Businesses, people are getting evicted. People are worried about things, you know. And I've just been, you know, just keeping course, doing what I have to do. You know, everything is paid. Food is on the table. You know, no stress, no worries, because I have a lot of manhood, and also I build good relationships. I don't burn bridges, and men need to understand that. You build good relationships and don't burn bridges with people that help you. You don't fuck over people that care about you and helping you, you know. And I try to tell black people that, you know, your focus should be improving yourself, making sure that your focus is on the result. Whatever your result is, whatever your game plan is, that's your focus. Not a woman, not partying, not hanging out with your homies all the time and getting drunk and drugging and all that. None of that. You gotta stay focused. I have one thing about me. I'm never content. I always feel like there's more I can do. If I cross one hurdle, there's another hurdle I want to cross. And to my dying day, I always want to have a hurdle to cross. I don't ever want to be content. I don't care how much money I have or how much money I make. I can hit the lottery tomorrow. I want to always have something to focus on, something to beat, something I want to challenge. Because money is okay. Money is more than okay. It's a great thing to have. I mean, you don't have to worry about eating and all that, but it also comes with a lot of crap. You have a lot of people around you that don't care nothing about you, that just want things from you. They just want something from you. You don't know who your friends are most of the time. You don't know who really care about you when you have all this money. You know? And I have a family that, you know, they in and out of my life. You know, if they're not getting what they want from me, or I'm not talking the way they want to talk, then they don't want to have anything to do with me. And that's fine, because I want to know your true colors. People, listen, there is no reason to get upset because someone does something against what you represent. Because you should be thankful that they're showing you who they are. That way you don't waste time and money on them. I don't understand why people are walking around upset at people. If that person did you dirty, let that be the last time they do it. I move a certain way. I'm a grown man. Now, I have certain family members think I should be all in the emotional and the feelings and all emotional, and I should think this way and blah, blah, blah. But no, I work better when I'm alone. I accomplish more when I'm by myself. I accomplish big things when I'm alone and free to think critically. Because when you have a lot of people around you and you're telling them all your dreams and aspirations and what your goals are, they're going to shoot it down. They're not going to see what you see. It's like, I work out a lot. I lift heavy weight. Okay? I mean, that's my joy. Getting in that gym and working out and lifting heavy weight. And getting big and solid and ripped and just in shape and eating right. That's what I do. But when I look in the mirror, I don't see what other people see. It's kind of like that. Other people, when they see me, they say, damn, you big. Jesus Christ, man, you're a big dude. But when I look in the mirror, I don't see what they see. Why? Because I see me every day. So I'm not seeing those results like they see those results. They're validating my workout. I don't validate my workout. The people do. And so when women walk around and they talk about how queeny they are, I'm a queen, I'm independent, I'm strong. See, all those self-worth titles don't mean anything unless the people say it. See? I don't see what other people see in the mirror. When I look in the mirror, I don't see myself as this big guy. But when I go to work, people be asking me about how much weight I lift. What's your max? How long you been working out? What can I do to get that big? But I'm looking at myself as an average guy. Why? Because I'm never content. I'm always pushing myself, and I always will. I'm on my way to work right now. I've talked to my son. I got his head straight. I think boys need to be around their fathers more. For the fathers that want to be in their sons' lives, the fathers that's been mistreated through the courts, those boys need their fathers. Those sons need their fathers. And these women need to let the father have those boys, raise those boys to be men, so these young girls that's growing up can have a proper husband, a proper mate. and leadership in their lives. And then that way, the black community and all communities, but specifically the black community, can grow better. Because these women in these urban areas, they don't even care about the unborn child. They'll have abortion in a minute. They don't care about nothing. They listen to all these so-called experts about, oh, it's just a fetus. Barack Obama didn't have his father, but his mother had him and raised him and put him around men, grandfathers, and men of power. And he became president of the United States. He was a shitty ass president, but he became president. He didn't have his father, and the mother didn't abort him. And abortions were happening when he was born. So what I'm saying is you bring back the man, you bring back the father, and you'll have a better society. Women, the love comes from the man. Women do not have love to give. Women receive love. Women don't give love. Women are nurturers. They're confusing love with nurturing. By nature, they nurture. They hold life for the man. The man plant the seed. She carries his baby for him. And she delivers that baby for him. She do not create life. See, everything is upside down. Everything comes from the man. This is not misogyny. This is not being shallow. This is not any of those made up words that women like to say. These are facts. Okay? You take the man out, you take the love out. The love comes from the man. Life comes from the man. He plants the seed. He builds. And the woman nurture. So that's all I'm going to say about this. And I'm going to head to work. Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Subscribe. I don't have much subscribers. I don't even get that many comments because you know what? People don't really like real talk, and I'm not really a big YouTuber guy, and I mean, I say a few words, and then whoever see it, and, so hopefully, you know, somebody that needs these words will pick up on it, and if, you know, I can reach one or two people, that's fine for me. All right, so y'all be safe out there. You know, and, I get back at you on the flip side. Corona Bandit is out.